Marty in the Morning on RTE Lyric FM with Spry Finance. Keep living the life you love.
Hello.
Hello, Catherine.
How are you?
I'm as good. The last time I talked to you, you were in the back of a taxi. I wasn't with you. I was here and you were there. But I do remember it with great fondness as the signal kept disappearing on us, which was quite ludicrous.
Oh, no. I know. I'm so sorry.
Well, it wasn't your fault.
Well, I'm here in a location where hopefully all is good. I'm not in the car.
No, it sounds like a secret location to me. But listen, nonetheless, it's lovely to hear your voice. How have you been? How are things?
Very good, thank you. Yeah, God. Busy, you know, but all is good. I can't complain. And yourself?
I'm always good, always in tip-top form. Somebody referred to me this morning as they enjoy my effervescent perkiness. I've never heard that phrase before. It's a good one, isn't it?
I like that.
Yeah, it's really good. Listen, congratulations on the whole... Well, firstly, the fact that you're coming over to see us at all, because I know you're busy and I know you have lots of concerts, but Miss Catherine Jenkins is coming as a special guest for Vladimir this year at the Three Arena.
Yes, and I'm so excited. You know, obviously, Vlad's just so lovely. Yes. We've performed together before, and it's always lovely to get to come back to Dublin, so I'm really excited about it.
Now, we saw you before, because you came here in your own right. We saw you singing here before. So you're no stranger to Dublin. You know you get a warm welcome whenever you arrive.
Oh, I feel like I've been lucky enough to be invited to come and sing in Dublin many, many times over the years. But when, you know, I've heard a lot about Vlad's Christmas concerts, and so when he invited me to come in and sing a few songs, I thought it was a lovely reason. It'll actually be my last thing before I get back to the family for Christmas.
Oh, really?
So it's a lovely way to sort of wrap up the busy period for me.
For sure. And do you go back to Neath, or are you elsewhere?
Yes.
You are.
Yes.
You go back to the family.
Yeah, back with mum.
Well, I think that's very important. I think it's very important. And I know when we talked before, you know, and we talked about your dad and all of that, and the fact that he was so important in your life and all these things. So getting back to your roots is hugely important.
Well, it always has been, I think, as well. You know, my children are half American and half Welsh.
Yes,
really important for me that they get there. You know, they understand how important the Welsh bit is.
Well, I think it's very important. And of course, you're making me ask a question, even though you haven't suggested it. You could be asked to sing at the inauguration of his Nibs.
Oh my God.
You could be asked to bring a bit of class to the event. You'd never know. What would you do then? What would that be?
I think you have to be an American to sing at that.
Oh, do
I'm
you?
Welsh.
Oh, right. That's a beautifully political answer. That's a great answer. I'm going to play a little bit of Angel, because I love what you did all those years ago with Sarah McLachlan's beautiful song, Angel. We play it often, and I've always loved it. This is it. This is Catherine Jenkins and Angel.
Spend all your time waiting for that second chance, for a break that would make it okay. There's always one reason to feel not good enough, and it's hard at the end of the day. I need some distraction. Of an angel, fly away.
Catherine Jenkins with me from a secret location, and she will not divulge where she is. But nonetheless.
I'm actually speaking to you from a studio in London.
I'd love to be in London.
Not so secretive.
Yes, come here. Are you doing the TV? Are you doing any more TV? Because you were Songs of Praising there for a bit, weren't you?
Oh, I still do Songs of Praise. I'm off tomorrow to we're going to the north of England to record the Christmas programs.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, I'm still very much involved with Songs of Praise. I think I've been a presenter on there now for about nine years.
You took to it like a duck to water. You really enjoy it, don't you? Well, you've done the TV, and I'm thinking about the dancing in America and everything. So you've immersed yourself in the bit of television as well.
Well, I mean, I really do enjoy the sort of the Christian side of,
yes,
you know, because music for me when I was growing up was, that's really where I learned to sing, was in church.
Yes, yes.
So all of that kind of, you know, the chorister stuff, and, you know, speaking to people about faith it always feels like it's a privilege actually, yeah, to get to do that in a day, and it's a lovely program to work on. But yeah, I mean, it's always been something I've been performing on for a long time, but now to present it and to be part of the family there it's lovely.
These programs are important, and you know, at any time of the year, particularly Christmas, people are feeling vulnerable, people are feeling particularly nostalgic, and it taps into that. I think it's very important, and it's actually good for us, isn't it?
I think if there are, like you said, I think there are many people who maybe can't actually get out,
yes,
to go to,
yeah,
church,
yeah,
and that's when it means, you know, something for them. They can still be part of the community, and so I think it is an important show for that reason.
For sure. And listen to me, when you present a program like that, I presume there's an outpouring of affection from the viewers. I'm sure they get in touch and let you know what it means to them, which again is very important.
Yeah, I feel like Songs of Praise has got a very loyal following.
Yes,
and so,
yeah,
it's always, you know, they're amazing and very supportive.
Listen, the other thing I must ask you about, the fact is, because you're dividing your time between the UK and America and everything else, it must be fantastic at one level, but incredibly draining at another.
Do you know, though, I feel like I've always been travelling now since yeah, I got the record deal, you know, over 20 years ago. You know, it feels like I've sort of been living life, you know, travelling, and so it doesn't really matter where I am. I'm used to it now, and I've got my little go-to things that make me feel like I'm at home. And I still feel, honestly, I still feel so thankful, yeah, that I get to do this as my job, and that I still get to go and travel and see the world and sing with people that I've admired. So, yeah, that's that. It still feels amazing.
Yeah.
And
with that in mind, there's a number of songs we play by you, and the Flower Duet, for instance, that you did with Kerry DeCanima, which is from Serenade, isn't it? From Serenade.
Yes, it was from Serenade.
You think I make this up as I go along? So Serenade.
I thought you were testing me.
No, I wouldn't do that. But it's a great, it's a beautiful version, and I mean, we know there's lots of them, but what a great thing to have for you to have that memory of that moment with Kerry DeCanima and that duet.
Oh, you know, when I go back to my days as a student, and I think about, we were always encouraged to go to the library at the Royal Academy of Music and like listen to the great singers.
Yes.
And I would do that. And I would listen to Dame Kiri and to, you know, Bryn Terfel and Placido and Jose Carreras, and then to then have had the opportunity to then, you know, sing and record with them.
Yes.
It's not something I ever imagined. So to have that recording with Dame Kiri is really special.
Oh dear, well, here it is, Kerry DeCanima, and it's Kerry DeCanima with the Flower Duet from the album Serenade. See the way I get the full plug in there, Catherine, and Catherine Jenkins, here it is now.
Thank you.
It's lovely. I've always loved it. Do you know another piece I've always loved too is your take on V-Day Cor Meum, written by our own Patrick Cassidy, which is a great piece as well.
It's such a great piece of music.
Isn't
I
it?
Love that.
Yeah.
Oh, it's gorgeous.
And that's in his new, he's a new opera now called Dante, and it's featured in that as well. You did that with Rhys Merrion, is that right?
I did it with Rhys Merrion, yeah. And then in a and I believe the original, because that's from Hannibal.
That's right.
Right. And I'm about to be working with Sir Anthony Hopkins.
Are you?
Yes, we're making a movie about Handel and the Messiah, and Sir Anthony Hopkins is playing Handel.
Oh, I thought you said Hannibal. Handel. That's fantastic.
Handel, the composer.
Well, you see, hang on a second now. They obviously saw you in Doctor Who. And they said, that's the girl for us, they said. Do you think?
It's so funny. My children are now of an age where they can watch Doctor Who.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
And for the first time they watched that. My daughter was completely like captivated, and you know was. And my son was completely. Yeah. He was like, "Why is this love story going on?" And he couldn't understand why Mummy was singing to a shark. All of this stuff.
Well, you have to work. Yeah, that's all you have to say. Isn't it interesting how they try to get a handle on something like that, and you have to explain, and that's beautiful though. Anthony Hopkins, you would know him anyway, wouldn't you?
I don't know him very well.
Oh, okay.
I'm usually the Welsh, you know, we tend to gravitate towards each other, but I've not worked with Sir Anthony before.
That's got to be something.
He is he's obviously playing the great role, and I'm one of the musical was exec producers. I couldn't get my words out.
That's good.
One of the exec producers on the movie. So that's.
But you're
that's
in it. But are you? But you're in it as well, are you? Or are you just exec?
No. I'm exec producer. I may be in it. I don't know yet.
All right.
But potentially. But I'm actually. I first got on board because I'm one of the exec producers.
Oh, I thought you might be there saying, "That's a lovely Messiah. Well done." Something like that.
Well, you know, you could always be in it too. We could find a part for you.
You're very kind.
I'd like to see you in tights. In a powdered wig.
Oh, you wouldn't. Oh, no, you wouldn't. And sadly, if you did, you wouldn't want to see me again. That's the other difficulty in a moment like this. Listen, I have to ask you, there's no way I can have Catherine Jenkins on. What are you going to be doing Christmassy with Vladimir's Viennese Christmas? You presumably have chosen already what you're going to sing, have you?
We have. I mean, there's... Lots of this Christmas classics, but things like White Christmas. I'm going to be doing my medley.
Yes.
I Believe, Hallelujah, Joy to the World, and Oh Holy Night.
Oh, that's wonderful. He was in the other day with me, and he gave me... Are you going to sing I Believe as well?
Yes.
Oh, I love I Believe.
I love that one too. But what I'm really excited about, there's a lovely story about the last time that Vladimir was performing on my show. We were in Hampton Court Palace in 2016, and whilst he was with me, his wife went into labour, and one of his daughters was born. Whilst he was with me in the show, and so his daughter now will be on stage on the night, and so I think it's gone full circle, and I'll actually finally get to meet her, which is lovely.
Do you know her name?
I don't.
No.
What's her name?
No, I don't know. No, I don't know. No, but he told me this story, and I said, "Did you call her Catherine?" And he went into fits and laughter. But anyway, it's a great story. So that's a lovely story. So you'll be doing it, and I believe, of course, you wasn't that with David Foster? Didn't you work with David Foster on that?
Yes, yeah, well remembered. Yeah, I Believe was the duet with Andrea Bocelli.
That's right.
Produced by David Foster.
David Foster's incredible.
He's amazing.
His birthday the other day, 75 years of age. His birthday the other day. And I'm thinking about you, Andrea Bocelli, Michael Bublé. It's a whole bunch of people that he has nurtured, if you will. He's quite incredible.
Celine Dion, Bodyguard soundtrack,
there you go.
Wind and Fire. Yeah, I mean, so many. It's interesting because you can hear his arrangements, you know, within any of my sort of other albums, and his arrangements have their own sound, and they're always just so beautiful that this. To me, I think you hear and think that that's a David Foster sound
for sure. But also, the other thing we have to say, of course, is that he happens to be a very fine musician as well. Very important. Now, look, just before I let you go, and I'm not letting you... How do you take your gin? What's all this now?
Depends. I mean, we... Obviously, my gin.
My gin?
Signet gin, yes.
Get it out there.
Signet.
Spent with a C.
So we make it in Swansea, so it's just six miles down the road from my mum's house. So the emblem of Swansea is the swan, and the baby swan is the signet.
Right, right.
So how do I have it? Well, it depends. I either drink the Signet 22 on the rocks.
Oh,
you
right.
can actually have it neat.
Yes, neat.
That's the way to have
neat.
It.
Neat, just like where you're from. Neath.
Exactly, Neath. You can have it Neath.
That's very good. sorry. It's the effervescence. What a great thing to do. Other people have it. We have a colleague of ours who has a chat show in the UK, as you know, on BBC. He has his own range of bits and bobs.
Yeah.
Those various people have these. There are other wines and gins. We haven't tried yours yet. I've checked out where it's available. So I think I might be able to purchase a bottle. You could always bring one with you when you come over.
Do you know what? I'll bring you one and I'll drop it into you.
I'd say you'll come in here now with the bodyguards and drop it into us.
I promise you will. But we will bring you a little. We'll bring you a little early Christmas present. I'm sat here with my tour manager and I'm telling him to book it in. We will
bring
drop
gin.
It into you.
Bring gin. Marky needs gin. He needs more gin. But it's funny. Look, it's a fun thing to do. It's a business, of course. It's serious, but it's a fun thing to do as well. Is your face on it or your name? How do the people know it's yours?
I didn't want to put my face or my name on it because I wanted it to be an amazing product in its own right.
Okay.
And so it was about making something that was, you know, luxury and made in Wales, but also sustainable and actually made with all the sort of the female gin drinkers in mind, because there's nothing that really represents women in the gin market.
Oh, I take your point. I'm just thinking of Mick Hucknall and his red wine, which is called Simply Red.
Oh, that's so good.
I know, yeah. It must be a devil with a white, though, wasn't it? You know, Simply Rosé. It doesn't really work. But anyway, Signet, I just wanted to say congratulations. I think it's great that you do what you do and all the rest of it. And then we'll do this and let's see what happens here. I think that's great. Catherine, you're
a joy. You're
always a joy. I look forward to receiving the gin at the front door.
Yeah, I'll be in. Yeah.
A red carpet should be put down.
December 15th. I'll come in before the rehearsal.
Of course you will. I have to remind people always that the show is at 4:30, which is fantastic. And it's a real family day out. We shall be there, and I think many, many, many thousands of people will be going to see you. Catherine, always a joy, and thank you for joining us, and continued success to you.
Thank you so much. Lots of love.
You too, Catherine. God bless you. Take care. Bye-bye.